at the Parrot House, Taronga Park. What images could yet suggest their range of tender colours, thick as old brocade, or shot silk, or flowers on a dress, where black and rose and lime seem to caress the red that starts to shimmer as they fade? Like something half remembered from a dream, they come from places we have never seen. They chatter and they squawk and sometimes scream. Here the macaw clings at the rings to show the young galahs, talking as they feed, with feathers soft and pink as dawn on snow, that it too has a dry and dusky tongue. Their murmuring embraces every need, from languid vanity to wildest greed. In the far corner sit two smoky crones, their heads together in a kind of love. One cleans the other's feathers while it moans. The others seem to whisper behind fans, while noble dandies gamble in a room, asserting values everyone rejects. A lidded eye observes, and it reflects. The peacocks still pretend they own the yard. For all the softness, how the beaks are hard.